Welcome to the Baldwin Bulldog Social Studies podcast, Meet the Abolitionists. Today we will be talking on the topic of slavery. We have a couple of guests on the show today after the story of John Brown, the American abolitionist. Born in Torrington, Connecticut, John Brown belonged to a devout family with extreme anti-slavery views. Led by his father that hated slavery with a passion, the family moved to Ohio when John was only five, to a district that was known for its anti-slavery views. When John grew up to be a man, he married twice and fathered 20 children. The family moved with John residing wherever he resided. On his travels, he lived in Ohio, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, New York, and Kansas. John and his sons were involved in quite a few battles. John was eventually hung after his failed attempt to take over Harper's Ferry Landing. A few of his sons also died too. Next, we have the guests on the show. We will be asking the guests the same questions. First, we have Frederick Douglass.
Hi, I'm Frederick Douglass.
First question I have for you is, what was your childhood like?
My birthday was never recorded, but I always celebrated it on February 14th. I was born into slavery in Maryland. I lived with my grandma for most of my early childhood. I later was sent to a plantation, which my father may have been the owner. My mom died when I was about 10. While I was living in a small town, me and other slaves would have to fight for food and scraps. Later, when I was about 8, I was sent to live with Hugh and Sophie in Baltimore. Thomas was my son-in-law's owner. Sophie began teaching him how to read and write. I also learned. I had to learn in secret because it was illegal to teach enslaved people how to read and write. I also learned by exchanging bread for letters, and I kept them in my notebook.
What made you want to become an abolitionist, and what did you do?
I became an abolitionist because I wanted to share my thoughts about white women and colored people. My main goal was to start a newspaper to talk about women's rights and colored people. Yes, I was successful, and I wrote my newspaper called The North Star.
Would you say you made a difference in the world of slavery?
I was always pushing for human equality, and I would say I made a difference.
Thank you for being on the show today. Next, we have Harriet Tubman.
Hi, I'm Harriet Tubman.
What was your childhood like for you?
I was born into slavery on Maryland's Eastern Shore in 1822. When I was about 5 or 6, I worked as a house servant. Later, when I was about 13, I moved to working in the fields.
What made you want to become an abolitionist, and what did you do?
I wanted to be an abolitionist because I wanted to help others safely escape slavery as well. As an abolitionist, I helped others escape and be free from their master. I also was a conductor of the Underground Railroad, and I used it to help slaves escape.
Would you say you made a difference in the world of slavery?
I would say I made a difference because I helped over 300 other slaves escape from the South into freedom.
Next, we have William Lloyd Garrison.
Hi, I'm William Lloyd Garrison.
What was your childhood like for you?
I was born on December 10th, 1805 in Newburyport, Massachusetts. When I was 3, my father abandoned me. Since my dad left us, we had to find food for ourselves, and I was forced to work. When I was a child, I received limited education. I lived with a Baptist deacon and received some education. After living with him for a while, reunited with my mom and became a shoemaker, but the work was too hard for a kid my age.
What made you want to become an abolitionist, and what did you do?
I wanted to become an abolitionist because I wanted to end slavery and for political and social equality. I later apprenticed to a printer and newspaper publisher. I wrote The Liberator, and it was an anti-slavery newspaper, and I wanted to be heard. The Liberator wouldn't have been successful if the free slaves wouldn't have subscribed. In the 1830s, my opinion was unpopular.
Would you say you made a difference in the world of slavery?
Yes, because I successfully published The Liberator and got people's attention about anti-slavery.
Next, we have Sarah Grimke.
Hi, I'm Sarah Grimke.
What was your childhood like for you?
I was born on November 26, 1792, and I was raised in a rich family in Charleston, South Carolina. My father was a slaveholder, and he was the head judge of the Supreme Court. I loved to learn, and my parents gave me a private tutor. I grew up with my sister Angelina, and we had the same interests, so it was fun growing up with her.
What made you want to become an abolitionist, and what did you do?
When I was younger, I would teach the enslaved people how to read and write until my father told me I couldn't anymore. I really saw how poorly these people were badly treated. I couldn't just stand by and watch all of these people suffer. In 1819, I went to Philadelphia to meet Quakers. Quakers believed that, quote, slavery was evil and inhumane. Quakers also had many rights for women. Women could be preachers and leaders. And I eventually decided to become a Quaker. And then a couple of years later, my sister became a Quaker, and we also became members of the Anti-Slavery Society. Me and my sister wrote a book that argued against slavery that got published. The state of Massachusetts did not like us speaking out in front of men, and they wrote public statements about us. We also spoke out against women's rights, and it gave us more bad publicity. So me and my sister wrote a book about women's rights, and I wrote letters.
Would you say you made a difference in the world of slavery?
I'd like to think I did. Me and my sister spent our entire lives trying to make a change for something we both were passionate about.
Thank you all for listening to the Bulldog Social Studies podcast.